And good afternoon and welcome to Live Local Radio. I'm so glad you're joining us today. Here we are, 97.1 FM live, like I mentioned, with my buddy Tag over here behind the bulletproof glass. Tag, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, too. Definitely feels like summer these days.
It's nice out there.
It is nice out there. I hope people are enjoying it, too. And the cool thing about radio is they can take us with them.
Exactly. Yeah, you can be outside listening.
I don't know why you would, but, you know, you might. I mean, because there might be a kernel of something going on here they might want to catch up with. And if they want to find us again, Saturday, 4 o'clock, it rebroadcasts, I hear.
Correct.
Very good. And also, I think it still exists as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So there you go. And speaking of things going on, the Classic Boat Show. Have you ever heard of that before, Tag?
Yes, I've heard of it. I've never been there, though, but yes, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I used to call it the Wooden Boat Show because that's what they are, all these great old wooden boats. And they're down in the marina there, and you can walk past and see all these just great classic boats. I mean, it's so much fun. A whole different tax bracket than I'm in, but it's nice to at least walk by and see them and try not to touch them, I guess. So that's really cool, and that's definitely – it's been going on a few years. I remember – oh, gosh, a guy named Chris who started it way back in the day, and I helped him get it going. That's probably been 20 years ago. Wow, holy smokes. Anyway, fun. They always have fun posters. They always have fun activities for the kids. They used to have boat-making things, you know, like making model boats and all sorts of just fun stuff. So hopefully all that stuff's still going on. Stop by, walk on by. They'd love to see you down there. It's more of a gathering for the boat people, but they like showing off their handiwork for sure. So anyway, stop on by there. And a bit more of good news, too, Tag, and I don't know if you follow this a whole lot, but it looks like the Panada has kind of had a clean house a little bit now on some of the board of director types and making sure that, you know, speaking of smooth sailing, the Panada needed a little bit of a boost there. And oh, people like Chris Bessler, Chris has helped out the Panada over the years. He owns Keoki and all that good stuff, and he's always been really involved with KRFY. And the boat, everything going on in town, it seems like he's been involved with that. And I was so glad to see his name back in the on the board there because Panada is such a gem in our community, and I'm sure they'll have some plans to get it going again too. So stay tuned for that. We'll get somebody here back from the Panada. We always enjoy talking to them. But I was just great to see that. I saw that in the Reader today. And I think, again, if somehow, somewhere, somebody had to step in, and I'm glad to see you know, a new board president and also a couple new board members that way too. Well, we have two guests today. We have Rob Talbot, who'll be here. He's on board first. He'll be talking about this great summer series of concerts going on, I think starting actually tonight down at the Farm and Park there. And then after that, we'll have B. Speakman from the Speakman Farm Bureau Agency. We'll stop by and we'll discuss a little bit about insurance, fire danger, all that important stuff that goes on. And then she will come back with a different hat on. I don't know if I'll recognize her or not. I might. Talking about a group that she's the president of called BNI, which is Business Networking International. But I kind of think it's funny. Her name is B, but it's BNI. So I don't know. There might be something there for sure. So let's do this. Let's take that quick first break. How does that sound, Tag? And then we'll do that. Then when we come back, we'll have Rob Talbot. We'll be talking about summer concerts and all sorts of cool things that Maddox Farm Production does. So we'll catch you right after the break.
Ask any local. They know the place to get everything your family needs this summer is at Sandpoint Superdrug. Their Ace Hardware department has power tools, hand tools, and gardening supplies for all your summer chores and projects. Shop their gift and home decor department while you wait for your prescription to be filled. And don't forget to visit their nutrition center and in-house nutritionist to improve your health and lifestyle. Sandpoint Superdrug, Sandpoint's original one-stop shop.
Escape to the mountain this summer for fun in the sun at Schweitzer. Soak up the views on a scenic chairlift ride to the summit. Find your thrill with a rip on the bike trails. Feed your inner foodie with a meal on the mountain. Or unwind and relax with a massage at Cambium. There are activities for the whole family, so make time for it all. Book your stay at Schweitzer, where more days mean more ways to play. Explore always at Schweitzer.com.
Bi-Mart brings you the 58th Annual Cheney Rodeo. Be there July 10th through the 12th at the Bi-Mart Arena in Cheney. One weekend only, three great rodeo performances, and fun for the entire family. Like a Cheney Rodeo Parade, dances after the rodeo, cowboy church, rascal rodeo, and more. Stop by your Cheney Bi-Mart today to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this, the 58th Annual Cheney Rodeo, brought to you by Bi-Mart.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and I was recently asked what made us such a reliable resource for all their cabinet needs. The easy answer is all the variety we can show you. Contractors and homeowners come into our showroom to discover that we offer four different cabinet lines: KCD, Showplace, Homecrest, and Omega. Within these offerings, you'll find everything you'd ever want in styling, materials, finishes, and pricing, with Homecrest giving out a 10% discount. Come in today for a free estimate. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT-KPFI.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. And here we are in the middle of summer already. I cannot believe that. I look at my calendar, I think, oh my gosh, we're halfway, almost halfway through July, which means, of course, the days are getting shorter, but, you know, we're enjoying outside a bunch more. And this is actually shaping up to be a pretty nice summer. I think it's more mellow than it was last year as far as the high temperatures, but it seems like it's been a little bit warmer the last couple of days. But even today, even right now when I walked into the studio, it was a cooler breeze, and it was kind of nice. I kind of like that for sure, because we know how fleeting summer is, and so by gosh, you better enjoy it. And speaking of enjoying summer, there's a cool summer concert series starting tonight, and I've got Rob Talbot here from Maddox Farm Productions, who is the mastermind behind all this good stuff going on downtown. And Rob, first of all, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
Of course, my pleasure. So starting tonight, we have a summer series. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that works and who, what, when, where, why, and how?
Well, so this the who is Maddox Farm Productions. My company we put this on. This is be our seventh year. What it is a free summer concert series sponsored by local businesses and families and individuals that want to see this type of thing happen. And it is family friendly, and we focus in on a wide variety of music. And tonight is a band called Boot Juice out of California, kind of a Americana rock, a little bit of soul funk in there here and there, and it's a little bit of everything. Very fun band, three lead singers, a lot of variety. You will not be bored by any stretch. We'll have a hard time not dancing. Well, so if you don't like dancing, I would say it may not be, maybe not for you, or you can watch other people dance.
But if you like watching other people dance.
Have fun and stuff like that, yeah. So it's free.
You can't beat that.
From 6 to 8 at Farm and Park, yeah.
6 to 8 Farm and Park, free. Bring your own chair if you want to.
Bring a chair, bring a blanket.
Yeah.
No specific rules on that. Just be aware of your surroundings.
Wow.
That little hill in there is nice. If you've been to Farm and Park, that little hill kind of breaks it up. People from there forward are really usually paying attention to the music. And kind of their back is a little more of a hangout going on back there. And kids are climbing on that on the bench.
Well, Rob, I think that's really cool. So how do you find a group like Boot Juice? Are they traveling through somewhere else and you kind of line them up when they're coming through Sandpoint, Idaho? Or how do you find a group out of California to come here?
You know, it varies. Sometimes they're coming through and I just see a hole in their schedule and I've been paying attention. Or this one in particular, I've been working with them and their agent for a while. They've come to town. They played at the Heartwood before. And, you know, those were ticketed events, and, you know, a lot of times people don't bring their families to those. They're a little later. So really excited to bring these guys and gals into town for an earlier show where families are more prevalent.
Right. So you said 6 to 8, is that right?
Correct, yeah. Music starts at 6, gates open at 5. We do have food vendors and drink vendors. So we have Mountain Food Company, great chicken sandwiches and burgers and fries, things like that. Mandala Pizza will be there as well. If you really going to have some good options, some tasty options. Icart's Bar will be there. If you want to, you're welcome to bring your own food, bring your own sodas or water or whatever, but please do not bring any outside alcohol. We cannot have that, and that can put our licensing at risk.
Yeah, don't do that, yeah, for sure. That. Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, we fence the thing in, so the kids are kind of running around and they're dancing up front, and it's just a real fun atmosphere. I've got a 5 and 7 year old myself, and they love coming to it. And you know, it's the idea is that it's right after your work day. You can go home, grab your family, or meet your family there, meet a couple friends there. And just hang out and have a good time. If you want to do a picnic lunch, you can do that. You can get something from the vendors that's hot and fresh off the grill, yeah, or out of the pizza oven. You know, it's a real good community-centered fun time. It's really awesome that we've been doing this. I'm really proud of being able
to
put this together.
It's a long time, isn't it? My goodness.
The seventh year.
Yeah.
And, again, they're all free.
Right.
And we've had bands from New York and New Orleans and all over California and the West, and so people from all over. And the lineup this year is very exciting too.
Well, that doesn't happen by accident, does it, Rob?
No.
You know, you hear of other summer concert series in different cities, and they have the same type of situation that way. But it takes somebody like you to make sure you book them, get them lined up, take care of all the permitting, all that kind of stuff. I assume that's all on you.
Oh yeah.
But you've done a good job, it looks like to me, of lining up sponsors to help you out too. Yeah. So, do you have any heroes out there? Who's the biggest sponsor?
Well, I'll say Washington Trust Bank has been there from year one. And it's hard not to really give them a strong tip of the cap. If it were not for them and their belief in this type of thing and them wanting to, you know, place themselves squarely in the center of community events like this, it would not be happening.
So Eric Paul and Nate Wrench probably?
Exactly.
Those are the
names. Awesome. Yeah, those are the ones that have been making sure it's been happening, and they've been supporting us financially and showing up there. Eric and Nate are often there. Aaron's there a lot. A lot of the ones that you see in our branch, local branch, they show up with their family. And so, you know, a lot of our sponsors don't just give money. They're there.
Right. Right. Know?
Washington, Pondre Arts Council is another one that's been on from year, since we came back after COVID. So the first year was pre COVID, and then we came back in 21.
So Tony and Dino are there probably with the board.
Tony
too.
And Dino are really, and the board have been really supportive. And really excited to be a part of this. And it's cool to see their growth, POAC's growth, as their programming is just amazing. Uh-huh. You know, if you want to get into drawing and on art, painting and stuff yourself, they have those options. You can go do those things, and they have really awesome classes for that. Not only that, but they do performing arts series, and they're just so in the community.
Aren't we lucky to be in this size of community with that kind of depth that way, for sure?
We really are.
So this is the first week of how many weeks in a row?
So we've got four shows, five when you count the summer sampler we do with the Chamber of Commerce. So this is kind of technically our second show, but the first one on our own. And we've got three more after this, and they are the odd numbered Thursday nights.
And help us with that one.
How do you odd nights out in July and August. So July 9th, July 23rd, August 13th, and August 27th.
There you go.
July 23rd is a band out of Spokane called Malanga. It's a Latin band, high energy horns, percussion, guitar, a lot of fun. Oh, a whole lot of fun. Excited to bring, you know, that, you know, part of what we want to do with this series is bring a variety. We want something that you're really, one of the four you should be really excited about. And then the others, hopefully you're still excited, but that we want one to really grab your, everybody's attention.
Sure.
And then we have the Jaunty coming in, on August 13th. And they are out of Colorado, kind of a jam funk band in that line. There'll be a lot of kind of swaying and dancing to that. And then I'm still waiting to confirm the 27th of August. But we're going to announce that, not tonight, but the next show we'll announce that one and put that out there.
To be determined.
Okay. It is. It's being determined as we speak, but yeah, it's
good.
To be announced soon. But so, yeah, and you know, the other, I would like to throw out the other sponsors, KP&D and Blue Sky, is another great sponsor. Been there from the beginning.
Very good.
Hard to put this stuff together without good marketing support, and KP&D and Dylan have been great.
And Tag too.
And Tag.
Oh, yeah. he's the behind the scenes kind of brains of the operation, I've noticed.
North Root Architecture. Again, been there since we came back from COVID. The Novas of Evergreen Realty. Again, been there since we came back from COVID. Heartwood Center. Been with us since COVID. Coming back from COVID. Travis Harmon Construction, Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, Hotel, Sandpoint Hotel and Suites, which has been a part of it every year as well. Skyright Roofing and Gutters, just getting on board this year.
I saw you working on them too. That's good.
Yeah.
Paid off for you. I'm glad to see that.
Well, they've been so excited about getting involved in events like this. So it felt like a perfect scenario, and I'm glad they'll be joining us. Kester Creations, Roy O'Rourke Design, Travis Harmon Construction's back on again. So we've got a nice list of sponsors, and quite honestly, we do need a couple more. We're expanding the series this year. We could use at least two or three more.
Expanding by dates or expanding by the amount you're paying the acts to come in, or what are you expanding?
Okay. Dates, which means more money.
Sure.
But in the past, the most we've done is four, including the summer sampler. This year is five.
Yeah.
So we're really expanding that a little bit, 20%. So we do need a little bit more. So we're still looking for that. We're looking for, if there are more families that just want to make sure to see this is occurring, continues to occur this year and next. If they want to reach out, anything, any donations are great. You can reach out to me at MaddoxFarmProductions@gmail.com. Or if you have my number, just shoot me a text.
Or stop by tonight.
And say hi.
With a nice check in your hand or something. That'll
work. Yeah, we'll have the Venmo code there, and we'll have some stickers and stuff like that. If people, I should have brought you stickers.
It's so funny. So we spend a full day together announcing the Chafe bike ride stuff. And all day, we kind of run out of things to talk about after the first hour, but we still made it through the day. And then all of a sudden he does something the next day, and he has these great stickers. And I kept thinking,
Did you talk about that yesterday?
Yeah, it's all good. It's okay. It really is. But it does take somebody like you to make that happen. It does, and it does take a lot of work and money to make that happen too, for sure. So you've done a great job with that. So what kind of feedback do you get from the public? Do you see the same people at the different concerts? Is there a same kind of a core group of people who enjoy that?
There is a core group. They're also part of what you'll notice tonight as you're showing up. You'll hear the band. If you come in after they've started, you will hear them. From Cedar Street, and it's not really loud, but you'll hear it.
It's not thumpa thumpa.
It's not a thumpa
music.
Thumpa, but it's some vocals. It's some really stirring guitar riffs. It's a horn line. Like it's something. It will pull you in from Cedar Street, or if you're walking down Fifth, or it'll pull you in.
Right.
So if you're walking around town, we get a lot of people that walk up and just stand at the gate, and they're asking what's this?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Right.
Well, come on in. It's free. And they just – so we get a lot of that too.
Well, that's good. And then the meals though too. That's really cool. That helps support our economy too.
Totally.
Rob, quickly, you're not a musician, are you?
I am not, no.
But you're a tech guy. You're a board guy. You do all that.
I have started running sound. I'm more of an organizer.
Yeah.
I taught high school for a decade and – Also, just love live music and love what it can do for a community. When I started this in 2018, there was a need. There wasn't as much going on at the Panda. There wasn't much going on at the Hive. You know, there was a need for more live music, and I really wanted to step into that space. You know, there wasn't the free family-friendly or the low-price family-friendly stuff. Still isn't. This is really it. So really wanted to step in that space. Yeah. And, you know, we also do other events. So we're doing Sound for Wine Fest coming up in a couple weeks or next weekend. We also have John Craigie at the Panada. We're putting that on. So that's a Maddox Farm Productions event. So whatever you're hearing is going on at the Panada, that this event doesn't have anything to do with that. I'm putting this on. Don't hold that against me. So please, you know, grab tickets and come join us. That's going to be a really fun night. Those tickets are starting to move pretty quick.
Good.
We definitely still want to see you out there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all you do. It's fun seeing you in all different, all over town. You helped us with the Rotary District Conference here. You helped with Chafe. You run a mean board. You're also fun to spend some time with that way too. And again,
right back at you on that one.
The vibe of a Sandpoint is this. It truly is a free concert series, supporting, getting downtown, great little farm and park, great little bandstand up there, just great place to see people and kind of catch up with folks too. So thanks for all you've done on that, for sure.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for all you do to support the community, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, I loved having you. In fact, I saw it coming up, and I thought, I want to talk to my friend Rob.
There you go.
So I was hoping you'd bring stickers, but that's a whole different story.
I feel so bad now.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bea Speakman. She's got a couple hats on today. She'll be wearing one hat talking about with Farm Bureau. That's who Speakman Agency, talking about the fire danger and some coverage that you needed around here for sure. Then her second hat will be talking about this group called BNI, and she's the president of BNI. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that too. So we're going to take this quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have B on here. Rob, thank you for your time. Look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you
guys
again,
take
dude.
Care. Yeah. All the best. We'll catch you after the break.
Coming to Farm and Park in Sandpoint, the Sandpoint Summer Music Series, presented by Maddox Farms Productions.
Tonight is Boot Juice. This family-friendly show is free, and music starts at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Washington Trust Bank, Ponderay Arts Council, Skyride Roofing, Kester Creations, North Root Architecture, Sandpoint Hotels and Suites, the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and KPND.
Strong health doesn't start with big changes. It starts with simple steps. A quick check-in, the right screenings, a conversation with someone who knows your health and cares about your goals. At Kiniksu Community Health, our team supports you with preventive care at every stage of life, helping you stay ahead of problems before they start, and helping you feel your best every day. Take the next simple step towards better health. Visit kchni.org or call to book your appointment.
Hello, my name is Nick, and I am a fire prevention technician with the USDA Forest Service. Burning is a great way to clear dead vegetation and clean up. Before you burn, however, take the necessary precautions to ensure your burn does not become the next wildfire. Obtain a permit and contact local authorities. Have the proper tools and water on site while conducting your debris burning. Check the following day, as stumps or roots may be holding heat that could reignite. If fire does get out of control, call 911 immediately. This message has been brought to you by your National Forest, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Wildland Fire Service.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, and I invite you to start your summer off right with our new lunch, dinner, and cocktail menus. Come in for lunch and try our Thai red curry, muffaletta sandwich, Southwest chicken wrap, or berry and brie salad. For dinner, try our beef short ribs, Peruvian chicken, pork ribeye, steamer clams, or hamachi crudo. We've also created over a dozen new handcrafted cocktails to keep you cool and refreshed during the heat. We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 113mainsandpoint.com.
The nice weather has arrived, and it's perfect for sprucing up the yard, garden, and all around the farm with products from Hutchison Western. Are you ready to implement raised beds into your yard and garden? Why not try shiny new stock tanks? These livestock tanks come in a wide variety of sizes, they go with just about any planting plan, and they last for years. If it's protection around the garden you need, the co-op has you covered with rolled fencing and heavy-duty T-posts. If metal posts don't quite reflect the garden vibe you're after, we also have treated round wood posts. Create hoop houses with flexible cattle and hog panels, perfect for climbing flowers and vegetables. great yard and garden ideas from Hutchison Western at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Now I see the sun coming through, but as I was mentioning to Tag earlier, all of a sudden it's kind of a cooler breeze that way, so we're already kind of getting into the middle part of summer, and here we are. It'll go away quicker than we can ever imagine, for sure. I am so lucky, and you are so lucky, to be in the presence of Bea Speakman here. She'll be talking about a few things. We've got her wearing two different hats, and you miss it in radio, but the first hat is pretty cool stuff. She helps run Speakman Agency, which is Farm Bureau, and it's located in Ponderay, by the way, and it's a Farm Bureau insurance agency, and she does great things there. And then our second hat that she'll be wearing after that, we'll take a quick break at that point, and then we'll be talking about this group called BNI, and that's Business Networking International, and she happens to be the president of that robust group, and she had a great meeting this morning, and I thought, you know what? I want to talk to my friend Bea. This is a great excuse to do that anyway. So here we are. Bea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always a joy.
It is fun. We've done it a couple times now, and you're on that short list of, oh my God, who can I talk to and who can help inform our listeners, for sure. So your number one job, frankly, is helping people find the best coverage for their lives. I mean, insurance is important stuff. People kind of don't really know much about it until they need it. And that's kind of where you step in. Would that be true?
Yeah. And I would say that I'm in a market that is required. It's one of those things that people have to buy. They're compelled to buy insurance if they have a loan on a house. They're compelled to buy auto insurance if they want to be on the road and be legal and not get a ticket. So I'm in one of those industries that's just not going to go away as long as we have the structure the way we have it. So I feel very fortunate that I'm in something like that. That said, it's also a pain. People can't stand insurance generally. It's a cost they don't want to have. It keeps going up. Maybe when they need their insurance the most, when they need to run a claim, then they find that it's an uncomfortable experience or their insurance doesn't line up with what they really needed it for in the first place. So what I try to do, well, what I do is I consider myself a client in the sense that I think insurance is a pain as well. And I want to make it as painless as possible by making sure that it's at least going to do the job that we intend for it to do. If you ever need it, if your house burns down, if you get a lawsuit, if you have a bad car accident, I want to make it as pleasant as possible.
Yeah. And it's hard because people chase the dollar or what they think is savings, and they'll see these online insurance agencies and stuff, and they'll just say, hey, I can save or whatever, and not even really compare. Would that be true? Do you see that in your business?
So it used to be that it was very, very popular for us to be thinking that we're competing with this environment of shopping. You know, we're going to shop all the rates through all the carriers, and we're going to find you the best rate, and you should do that every year. And I do think there's some truth to that, but something's going on right now with insurance, and I think you can all feel it, and that is national carriers seem to be really raising rates and becoming very, very impersonal. And so where we are compelled to get a product, now that product is becoming less and less palatable. And so the cool thing about being an insurance agent, where I'm an independent agent, I'm not employed by Farm Bureau, but I have chosen to write insurance through Farm Bureau Insurance because they're Idaho specific. And they're very, very friendly to the client, meaning clients actually develop the policies. The policies are really governed by a board, a federation board of farmers. So they want those policies to be pleasant, because they're going to be buying those policies too.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And so it's really about education, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, it has to be palatable. It's got to be fit your – nobody wants to pay it, for sure.
Right.
But they also don't want to be surprised when something bad happens and all of a sudden, no, you missed this one paragraph where it said we weren't going to cover it if lightning struck or whatever else was out there. So what I see, and maybe I'm wrong, is your job is to kind of hold the hand through it and say, here's what I think you might look at for this type of property. Here's what I've seen before. And then, again, being Idaho specific like you are, that keeps kind of the nonsense of the hurricane claims and whatever else, tornado claims from other states from affecting us. But what I'm seeing, tell me if I'm wrong, is some wholesale cancellations of different policies. You know, in fact, I've got somebody who works with me who lives a little bit off the grid in Bonner's Ferry, and all of a sudden, no, you can't sign up with us again anyway. You're done. You're on your own after 30 days. And then there's a panic sets in because now they need to find coverage. And that's where Farm Bureau, well, that's where you've come in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're extraordinarily busy right now, just extraordinarily. In fact, I worked till 2 a.m., so did my husband. Because what we're trying to do is help people when they're in that panic mode. They are losing their coverages. What's happening is the concept of underwriting is happening across our planet. And in the United States, the national carriers are doing what we call blanket underwriting, from what I can tell, underwriting away from areas that are rural, mountain areas, areas that look like they'd have some risk associated with them. But true underwriting should really underwrite your house. It should underwrite your neighborhood. It shouldn't just say, you know, we're going to leave Bonner County because Bonner County happens to have some trees. What I'm able to do, number one, because I understand the principles of how to underwrite as an agent. So I can help underwrite too. And so if I'm not just a quoter and I'm going out and I'm taking pictures or I'm having pictures sent to me, I can tell, and I do what we call a pre-underwriting review of policies or of properties before we even start. So the moment you call me, my staff and I are really developed a program so that we're going to be able to say, yes, we can insure it. Let's not spend, you know, a week or a month leading you along. Let's go ahead and run the Fireline reports. Let's run the Idaho State Rating Bureau reports. Let's look at your foundation. Let's look at your roof. And I'm going to get those trigger points. There's about five trigger points that I touch on the moment we're talking. So I can give you reassurance that I know it's going to fit into a Farm Bureau insurance environment, or I can quickly say it's not. And then if that's the case, I have other resources that I look to.
Right, right. And that's where experience comes in too, because you're early 30s for your life.
Yeah, right.
You've been doing it for 30 years though, haven't you? I mean, you've been in the business for how long?
So I've actually been in the insurance industry right out of college. And so that was early 90s, so 1990. Started really working in insurance in many different ways, but I actually started with State Farm Insurance. I was a claims adjuster, and then years and years forward, I've handled insurance in many different capacities. But now, being an agent, I can look back at all those years actually sitting in litigation. So I handled claims and litigated claims. Now I can see what we need to make sure we do right, so that if you end up across the desk from an attorney, that your insurance company, somebody like me, the adjuster who would then come, or the attorneys for the insurance company, have a policy that's going to be protective for you.
Right. And I'm lucky enough to spend some time with you. And a full disclosure, I moved my policies over to B and Dave a couple of years ago, I guess now. And my father-in-law did, and a few other people did too. But in this group called BNI, which we'll talk about in a bit, every week you give a commercial about why you might want to consider this company to do different things, and B always hits it out of the park and brings up different things that you don't think about for sure too. I think tie goes to the local person and also the zealot, the person who really wants to make that difference. And I mean, she's that whole agency is so dedicated on making it right, trying to find the perfect fit, trying to make that all work, where I don't think you probably get that when you call the 1-800 number and talk to that gecko or whatever on the other side. I'm not sure, but I kind of think they wouldn't know Idaho from Iowa at that point. And so it's good to have local people supporting you that way, especially ones like you and Dave, where you're so involved with the community too, where you don't hide. If something's going sideways, you're going to find that person, or that person's going to find you and say help, and it'll be fixed.
Yeah. And even though I'm the agent, I'm technically not handling the claims, because I spent most of my career handling claims. I'm really an asset when a big claim happens. So we've had a couple of big storms. I was out at the site. I actually did the investigation while the fire department was out there.
Was that the lightning strike?
Yeah.
Issue?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I actually walked the property. I was there all morning. Of course, I rearranged my whole morning because there was a claim on one of my policies. And the claims handler was down in Post Falls in another area. I knew he wasn't going to be there right when the fire marshal was there, when everybody was taking photos, when all of the different people who own the different condos were there. I wanted to be there on site just to reassure them, let them know how things are going. And I then created a 5 to 6 page report of what I had seen with all the photos.
Right, right. And again, we'll talk about BNI here in a bit, but all of a sudden there's referral around this interesting business group, and it was handled so well. I mean, I've heard nothing but great stories that way too. So again, I guess people make choices with their time and their money. And so I guess if you have a choice, at least I would say, in my humble opinion, at least give you a shot at it, because sometimes there are certain things you can't cover, or it makes some sense not for you to cover, but at least you give people that peace of mind where they can keep looking. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. And so what I would advise, you know, in BNI today, I said, you know, that they were talking about age, and I said, you know, there is a benefit of being a little bit older, right? Because when you look at somebody who's been doing something for quite a long time, and they're doing it, and they're still doing it well, you know, in terms of being busy, you can imagine that they're probably a good resource and they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah,
just the length of time. So at where we might have the same tools and toolbox, so let's say Farm Bureau Insurance is a toolbox, the way I use those tools is going to be unique to my agency.
Right, right, exactly. And how you deploy that, those tools too, mm-hmm. and the different community resources that you've developed. I think what we want to do, and I love this conversation, by the way, but can you hang on for the next segment? We can talk about BNI.
I'd love to.
And that's not B as in B Speakman NI. It's BNI as in Business Networking International. And I think you'll enjoy that too. It's quite the organization. B's the president of that. But let's do this. Peg, let's take a quick break. Then when we come back, we'll be talking about BNI.
Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope in North Idaho and will break ground this spring on two new homes, giving families in the community the stability and dignity they deserve. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. This July, we are celebrating America's 250th with a special savings event for all vehicles. On top of that, we are giving away a bunch of amazing prizes from some of our most loved local Sandpoint businesses. Stop by and enter our prize drawing for free and maybe take a test drive while you're here. At Pierce Auto Center, we are letting freedom ring for our customers. You can visit us online at pierceautocenter.com. Or on the corner of Gun Club and 95 in Sagal. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
McVeigh Brothers Siding and Windows, we're working for you.
For over 90 years, our McVeigh Brothers family has been remodeling and upgrading homes all over the Northwest. From vinyl, stone, and steel siding options to the very best composite and metal roofing products, as well as the popular Cordelene windows, no job is too big or too small. And this month, to celebrate our anniversary, we wanted to do something special for our friends and neighbors in Washington and Idaho by offering a couple of package deals, where right now you can order a full house package of windows, and we'll give you a beautiful new entry door with an upgraded lock system for free. And if you need a roof repair or maybe a whole new composite or steel roof, we'll give you a free rain gutter system included with your package. Plus, we've also brought in special financing where you can replace 10 windows for as little as $157 a month. It's the perfect time to call your hometown pros at McVeigh Brothers to get your free quote today.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Craving great food and waterfront views? Come by boat or car to Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Enjoy fresh flavors, handcrafted cocktails, and stunning views of Lake Ponderay. Plus, live music every Thursday and Sunday. Open daily, noon to 8. Closed Tuesdays. Reserve your table now at pearlsonthelake.com.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you joined us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. As you know, we've got a whole bunch of things going on in beautiful Sandpoint this weekend. We've got the, I call it the Wooden Boat Show. They call it the Classic Boat Show. All I know is it is out of my income range to be, but I can still walk by those great boats down there, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful activity. It's just nothing like walking, seeing those classic wooden boats for sure, for sure. Well, I'm lucky enough to have some more time with Bea Speakman. She is also, with many hats that she wears in our community, Long Bridge Swim this year?
Yes.
You can do it?
For sure.
And how many years have you done that?
Is it 18?
Is that right?
18 years.
Good for you. Yeah. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. She's also a member of Sandpoint Rotary. She's also, of course, in her spare time, the president of a group called BNI, and that's Business Professionals International, which is a networking group. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in town, I must tell you, because of all the magic this group does. And Bea, as president, how about you give us a little background? How about that elevator speech that you talked about this morning? Why don't you tell us what BNI is, and we'll go from there.
So as a business owner, I think any of us who have run a business or tried to sell something or sell ourselves feel somewhat uncomfortable talking about ourselves and say, come to me. Let me show you what I can do. Where Business Network International, BNI, actually invites you to do that. You are required to talk about yourself. You're required to ask for referrals. And if you don't do that, then you're not really taking part in BNI in the proper way. So I think some of us have maybe gone to Rotary, or we go to maybe the Chamber, and you're there and perhaps you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable at handing out your cards or, like I said, talking about yourself. BNI actually is set up so that you are given a block of time twice throughout the meeting where you are required to talk about yourself.
Right. And that's not easy for people, is it? In fact, we heard a funny story this morning. It wasn't about the current group, but people were so afraid of talking about their business that they actually physically like threw up a couple times. And they're shaking, like the, you know, the whole shaky thing with your papers and all that. And I know of a couple members in there that have just turned it on. I mean, public speaking is the second biggest fear people have next to death. Sometimes you get both those emotions when you're talking in front of groups. But what happens there is you share your story twice. You share a longer story the first time around the room, and it's kind of your commercial. It's your elevator speech. And every week, you're there every week. You're required to be there every week. You keep fine-tuning what you're talking about. You keep fine-tuning what people want to know about your business and what you can do. And what great practice is that? Would you say, Bea?
Oh, absolutely. So it really gears us up to be able to go out in the community and feel better about ourselves, better about what we're projecting that we do, and then also to refine how we communicate that, because we are able to then speak to this professional group of people, I would say the best of the best, you know, really go. I think there's a lot of great people in our community. I invite more people to join us. But the people who we currently have in that group are just so stellar. Every single day that I come, whether they're the old timers in there or they're the young guys, I feel like we're a support group for each other, where we actually derive energy from each other.
I think so too. And I really think the secret sauce, though, is the accountability part. Mm-hmm. So to work on your personal, your soft skills, your public speaking, all that good stuff, it's important for sure. But imagine this, there's a group now in this community that if you refer somebody to Bea Speakman at Speakman Insurance Agency, or you send them to Northwest Auto Body, or you send them somewhere else, and things don't quite go 100%, there's accountability in this group too. So I'm not going to refer somebody to a business that I don't think is going to happen. But with BNI, guess what? You have those 30 board of directors people right there saying, how do we make that better for you? And that's so rare that happens, because what we do as a group, they step up, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like when we're referring to each other and when we're referring within that environment, we know that we actually have 30 or 35 eyes on what we just referred them to do, right? And so absolutely, accountability is top notch there. And I feel like as we get referrals and pass referrals around, if you're lucky enough to be referred within that network, you know that you're probably going to be put on the top of that list to be taken care of, because they know 30 eyes are watching what you do. So whether you're being, you know, let's talk about some of the, we have a plumber, we have an electrician, we have a financial planner. There's me with insurance. So one of the things that's unique about it, and we should talk about that, is that there's really one profession, one specialty, and that's what makes it a non-competitive environment and a very synergistic environment, because we're not really competing with each other. We're looking at each other as a resource for specialty within that specialty.
Right. You have one realtor, for example, Carrie LaGrace, and she did an experiment one time, and I don't know if you were there or
yes,
not,
yeah.
Where the yarn thing, do you remember that?
Yeah.
So she passed out yarn, and you had to mention the different connections of people you had in that group. And I swear that yarn went around four or five times to the same people in that group. So everybody was touched by those connections. And there are people there who will tell you that they've made their life's living being a BNI member on referrals that way. And I can see that too. What I noticed, and tell me what you think too, is I noticed that you have kind of an instant fan club. So, for example, during our meeting today, I had Believe Plumbing at my house, doing some faucet stuff, just kind of upgrading our house. And I kept thinking to myself, that's the magic of all that. And when I see like Honeydew, you know, I see these different trucks and vans and members, I'm kind of like I root them on. I think, oh my gosh, they're doing that type of thing. So you kind of have this instant board of directors, but also instant cheerleading too.
Yeah, but I do want to say we're not clicky. So I don't want people to think that, you know, because we have this exclusive position in this environment that I'm going to look at another plumber and say that plumber's no good. What it's actually doing, because that plumber that's in the group talks about his business, talks about what it's like to be a plumber, I actually have more empathy and understanding for how you plumbers work, what your challenges are, how you write your bids. And so if we come across somebody else who's using another plumber or we get a referral to another plumber, we're not averse to using other people. In fact, we invite that. But now I think we, for example, I'm sure there's plenty of people in there that use other insurance agents, but they say they have a great understanding of insurance because of me. And I just appreciate that. So we're certainly not clicky and exclusive when we leave that room. But in that room, because of the way we present, we require that we only have one per profession.
Right. And since you've been president, I have noticed a real uptick in membership, for one thing. Was that true, or is that just my...
Well, yeah, I've been consciously doing a few things. So we rearranged the day, the morning, so that it was just tight. I know you watch me. I think people have noticed that I use a timer. I make sure nobody's speaking longer than they should. Why? Because we want to respect everybody's business day. And what was happening is I had, when I came on as president, I recognized that immediately we were already going to capacity at time. How in the world then can we make room for five or six more people? So by tightening up how we speak, then we opened it up and I think we've added five or six more people. And so we need to keep our, how we present. And I think it's more effective when we're tight on our speaking. We don't ramble.
Well, that's a good leadership skill for sure. And what happens to your point about being nervous, perhaps in front of people, is the keep talking. And all of a sudden, you know, and it's hard to put a hook on somebody when they're excited about what they're doing. But if everybody did that, we'd still be there from this morning's meeting at 7:15.
So I brought in this round timer and I just reset it. And I know it might be a little embarrassing, but the buzzer goes off when you're talking too long and I let it run. Beep, 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 beep. And then you sit down. So everybody's gotten so, have you noticed how everybody's gotten so good at just sticking to, they're usually done right at 1 minute.
Well, those are life skills for sure, and especially on the radio world here. My time runs out. It goes quiet because Tag pushes a button and I'm done. So there's nothing subtle about that. But it is a great way, again, a good practice, and organizing your time, organizing your day, getting that boost on those Thursday mornings where you come out of there and you're like, wow, this is really cool. I'm surrounded by people who are just great. And then your day, I've never had a bad day after a meeting that morning.
It's like a support group. Mm-hmm. I've actually never been in a support group, but it's a support group. I want to say one other thing that I did is I engaged my daughter-in-law to actually open up a Facebook page and really actively post the person who was the speaker that day.
Good. And I think that's been good for eyeballs on it for sure too. And we're doing kind of a funny experiment right now too. We're trying to vote the team a little bit on this Best of Bonner County thing. Mm-hmm. And Savannah has done a really good job of getting the word out on that. And the club has too. And it's just been kind of fun. We don't push it beyond our boundaries, but we want to make sure that we know these companies already. We know these people. And sometimes marketing is the last thing people think about. You know, they're good at what they do. And then think, oh my gosh, I should be sharing the stories. And they don't, because they don't think about it that way. So what we've done in BNI now is we kind of raised the bar on that. We said, okay, we're going to nominate you. We're going to help you out to get this far. But kind of maybe vote the team, the people you want to surround yourself with, and go from there. So who knows? It was just great to see the representation of BNI on there. And it can't hurt.
And I'm going to test you real quick. What's the motto? What's the BNI motto?
Giver's gain.
Giver's gain.
Sure.
Yeah.
And tell us what that means exactly. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a inner code thing by the founder of BNI. But it seems like when people go back to their talk, that pops up as a theme for sure.
Yeah. So when I talk about that, you're forced to talk about yourself. Actually, you're forced to talk about yourself, but the whole premise is to that you're giving you're focused on giving referrals, not focused on gaining referrals. So when you're in there, your givers gain. You actually gain more when you refer out more.
You do, but you're giving educated referrals. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the difference I've seen too, is I'm not just talking about Farm Bureau Insurance. I'm talking about the Speakman Agency because I know the stories. I've got my stuff there. You've got all that deeper meaning versus when somebody says to me and they ask, I mean, people ask, well, where do you go for this? Who do you recommend? It's not just, oh, I know B and Dave. I know this company. I know their story. I know their successes. I know all that good the employees. I know all that stuff. And that makes it really special. B, thank you, first of all, for your time coming today. But B and I has been wonderful. You've had a good ride there. And, of course, congratulations on your agency growing like it is, too. You're always looking for more employees, it sounds like, and you're looking for one now.
Yeah, check us out. We're looking for more. Yeah, very for good. Sure. For sure.
Well, very good. Well, thanks again for your time. Again, this will rebroadcast on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Thank you for your time today, and we will talk to you soon on the radio.